here's a story from The World.
Army rulers in Myanmar have a tight grip on the country's supply of steel oxygen tanks. As we know, for people with severe cases of COVID-19, oxygen is a matter of life or death. And right now, Myanmar is getting hit hard by COVID. The World's Patrick Nguyen reports that oxygen tanks are being hoarded by the military, while sick citizens struggle to breathe.
$1,000. In Myanmar, that's the going rate for a chest-high cylinder of oxygen on the black market. And for many, $1,000 is like half a year's income. And still, people with dying relatives are willing to pay even higher amounts.
If you get that amount, then you are the lucky person.
Khin Sandar lives in Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, a city that is collapsing under army rule. The generals can barely keep the electricity going. Shops are closed. Food is getting harder to come by. On top of that, by some estimates, half of Myanmar's population is expected to get COVID-19. The word on everyone's lips is oxygen. COVID depletes oxygen levels in the body, and people with bad infections often need it to survive. But oxygen is scarce in Myanmar, so people are dying in large numbers. Even those who have dodged COVID, when they look on Facebook, all they see is grief.
Whenever I use social media, it's like a funeral advertisement, you know. My friends and their family, they are dying every day.
Khin Sandar helps run a general strike committee. Students, bureaucrats, truckers, shopkeepers, all refusing to work until the military backs down. Some of the more diehard strikers are actually doctors and nurses, and they are now running illegal oxygen clinics against the orders of the military junta.
They have to be very careful. If military junta found out that they are doing that, then they can be arrested.
It sounds surreal. Doctors getting arrested for giving patients oxygen, or oxygen sold on the black market like drugs. But this is the fallout from new army rules. They say citizens cannot possess oxygen without special permission. That's not always easy to get from a paranoid military government. Soldiers will even show up to oxygen factories where people wait outside in the searing heat. Khin Sandar says troops will tell everyone, okay, hand over your phones.
Mostly they check social media accounts. If they found out people are against them, then they can be arrested.
Soldiers have also taken over privately owned oxygen factories. The little that is imported from other countries, they can seize that too. As for those underground clinics, in a few cases, troops have pretended to be patients, then stormed in and arrested the doctors. With fewer doctors and the oxygen shortage, the COVID death rate in Myanmar is the highest in Southeast Asia. That's video from a crematorium in Yangon. It looks overwhelmed. Bodies on the tile floor, people in biohazard suits clamoring to keep up. Some families even have to keep their loved ones' bodies at home for days. Meanwhile, military leader General Min Online has said, quote, "Actually, we have plenty of oxygen. All this talk of a shortage," the general said, "is just a rumor created by oxygen dealers to drive up the price." Here's what Khin Sandar, the strike organizer, says about that.
Who will believe that? For sure, no one believes that. Maybe it's enough oxygen for them, not for the public.
The best way to get oxygen for a sick relative in Myanmar is to already be a military officer. Seems everyone else is mostly on their own. But this strategy, treating oxygen like contraband, criminalizing COVID treatment, it could be risky for the military. Because it doesn't just harm a small circle of dissidents. Anyone could potentially watch a loved one die a preventable death, leaving them enraged at the army.
That's like crazy, you know, like sometimes I thought, do they have brains?
What the army does have is guns. Several weeks ago in Yangon, it actually fired rifles over the heads of people lined up for oxygen. They had to be dispersed, an official said, because gathering outside during a pandemic, well, that just wouldn't be safe. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.